You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
There are a lot of homeless people who gather around Camden Town. A lot of faces. Two men with sleeping bags spread out by the station. Drinkers on the steps of the bank. A group of three with their backs resting against Urban Outfitters' window. An old man and a young man who follows him everywhere, begging, both very clearly mentally ill. I met Tommy one evening sitting crouched in a doorway outside Camden Town Tube. He was young, with dreadlocks tied in a knot on his head, and a feather sticking out the top of them.
I've been on and off for like 7 years. I've been on the street solid for like 2 years now. I've been here in Camden for like since June 2015, and it's now like September 2016. And in that time, like, so in June 2015, when the Camden Council saw me and my brother, they told us that there's nothing they can do for us. We have no local connection. All they can do is like get us a ticket back to where we're from, and that's it. But we knew that if you're in the area for 6 months, then you gain a local connection. So, and we didn't want to leave, and we were staying around. Certain police officers and a certain few Camden Council wardens were, every time they would see us, they were constantly trying to get is to just leave, doing anything they can. They were trying to get an injunction against me and my brother to ban us from the whole of the Camden Borough. So they weren't gonna do anything for us. When a person gets verified as homeless, like, if they have no connection, that 6 month period, the council, I think, and the police, they're just hoping that, you know, the person's just gonna like fuck off anyway, like just disappear. And then because they don't, which we didn't, the council have to do something about it. They offered us, like, they said that one of us could get in a holding bed and the other one would get put in a temporary bed in, like, Croydon or somewhere. But then that would be a whole different borough, a whole different council. So if we had done that, once whoever had gone to the Croydon place, Camden would just forget all about him because it's not their problem anymore. It's not a simple case of, oh, I'm off the street now, cool, I can get on with my life. No, I can't, because I ain't leaving my brother. I ain't leaving my dog on the street. He's my only family. He's the only person I have. But they don't see it like that. They see it as just being awkward. The thing is, you know, like, the government have cut so much funding to, like, every, like, charity organisation for homelessness. So the charities are under a lot of strain. There's a lot of pressure there for them.
And do you ever feel like there's,
So that's my brother.
Okay, cool.
And at that point, our interview ended. Tommy stood up to talk to his brother. I stood up to stretch my legs. I noticed that beside us, there was a group made up of two street outreach workers who were talking to some very young homeless people, boys and girls almost, with dyed hair and punk clothes. And beyond them, the hubbub of Camden after dark. Later, as I was cycling home down a quiet road in Kentish Town, I suddenly saw Tommy step out in front of me. We waved at each other, and it seemed rude to ask where he would sleep tonight, but I did wonder.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.